Okay, this is a story about one tough Aussie. So this guy, he's a fisherman, and him and his mates were together in Townsville going on a fishing trip, okay? A boys' fishing trip. So they've had some beers, they've gone fishing, they chucked out some crab pots, went back to their camp, had a bit more drinks, went to check the crab pots. This guy pulls out a crab, bang, the crab grabs hold of his finger.
Ah, pins it to the finger.
Yep.
It's one of my great fears with the crabs.
Oh, yeah, because I've heard horror stories that once they latch on.
And they look very sharp.
Yeah, and they don't let go.
And crabs are just weird looking things.
They are. Now, this guy.
Pins it to the finger. I tell you, that's pain, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, he reckons he didn't feel anything because maybe he had a couple too many beers. But he's looked down and half his finger's on the floor of the boat. Okay.
Maybe that's the ingredient of that seafood extender.
Yeah, you got to.
You know what I mean? Like seafood extender. It's not a seafood.
You got to worry what's in there, don't you?
What are in those things? Science needs to do something on that.
Now he goes, I didn't feel a thing, but when I looked down, the half of my finger was lying on the boat. The boys decided to call it quits and head home. And I said,
good call.
No, he goes, no, we travelled a long way. This is a boys' fishing trip. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. It's what the guy does next that you think, are you silly, a larrikin, or just plain tough?
Okay, well, I'm relating myself here that time. that I gashed from the top to the bottom of my middle finger surfing at Shark Island just off Cronulla. And, yeah, did I just paddle straight back in? Nah, stayed out there, mate. Caught a few more mad waves before I went back in, bleeding profusely. From the middle finger, huge.
Like blood in the water. That's just a
rip.
Shark's calling card,
and where am I surfing?
Shark
Island. Yeah. You forgot it already.
I thought it was Shark Bay. It was Shark Island. Shark something. But this guy.
I'd only said it 5 seconds before.
Yeah, I know. But this guy is tougher than you, and I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, hang on.
This guy got his finger that's on the boat, the floor of the boat.
Yep. Sewed it back together.
No.
What I would have done.
No.
Some fishing line.
You would not.
I would have got myself some fishing line.
No.
I got myself a needle. Boom. Bang. Attached it. Push on.
He picked it up.
Yeah.
He put it on the hook.
Well, he used it to catch a fish.
Yes.
No, that's crazy.
He's caught a biggest fish. He ended up catching a 25-pound golden trevally. It was the biggest fish that weekend, and he had bragging rights.
Why didn't he want to save his finger?
He didn't care. He's tough, mate. Unlike you.
So, honestly, the fish ate the finger.
And he got the fish.
Is that how we get fish fingers?
Yeah. But when he got the fish back, he got his finger back and it's kept in a bottle of metho in his shed at home.
Oh, so he ripped the finger out of the guts of the fish.
Yeah, well, when it's in his mouth, you can just, the bait's still there. You put it. So how tough
is that?
Is that
tough or is that just stupid?
I think it's pretty tough.
Okay, I'm going stupid.